Good morning, I'm Jim Field. The Iowa Barnstormers say Mike Hohensee has been hired as the head coach. The Arena Football League said in a team said in a news release Tuesday that Hohensee will be director of football operations for the club. Hohensee is familiar to AFL fans as he was head coach of the Chicago Rush for almost 10 years. He's also worked for AFL franchises in five other cities, and he should be pretty familiar in Big Ten country to folks. He was a quarterback for the University of Minnesota. Hohensee takes over immediately for interim head coach J.T. Smith, who had replaced John Gregory when he resigned in May. The Des Moines team finished this season with a 5-13 record, and they missed the playoffs. University of Iowa defensive end Broderick Binns hopes that strength in numbers can help the Hawkeyes overcome some key losses on the defensive line. With the likes of Adrian Claiborne and Carl Klug gone, there'll be several new faces on the defensive line. Binns says there'll be some more depth as well up front.
In 2 years, it's only been five guys, and so I think it's going to help us in the long run, and it's going to, you know, just help the team in general, just to get the younger guys some game experience and, you know, just some experience overall.
Binns feels that the added depth will help the defense be fresh. The Hawks gave up several late touchdowns a year ago, picking up an 8-5 record.
You want to try to have, I mean, as many fresh players as you can going into the fourth quarter or even late in the season. So I think it's going to help out a lot.
The Big Ten Conference looks a lot different as Binns prepares for his senior season. The addition of Nebraska has introduced divisional play, and for the first time, the Big Ten will hold a championship game.
It is going to be a different year, but you know, I just play who's ever on the schedule, you know. So I'm excited for our schedule that we have laid out, but I really haven't put too much thought into, you know, the divisions or anything like that, Big Ten championship games.
Now the Hawkeyes open up the season at home September 3rd against Tennessee Tech. You can catch Hawkeye football here on KJAN. Drake University defensive lineman John Sawhill says he's preparing for his senior season with the Bulldogs, and he hopes the senior class will lead them to the PFL title.
My class came in, first recruiting class from Coach Creighton, and we've been with the program 4 years now, fifth-year guys also. We've got a lot of experience, especially on offense. We're returning 10 out of 11 starters, so offensively, the leadership's definitely there.
Sawhill played high school football at Jefferson Scranton and says coming from the small school, it was a transition moving to the college game.
I didn't know the time commitment. That was a little different coming in, but the atmosphere, the feel of football, the feel of the team itself and the family, that is what I expected. The guys are real tight together. We're a great group, guys. We work hard. We like to pride ourselves in trying to be the hardest working group in the whole conference, maybe the whole nation if we can be. And I feel like with our strength and conditioning, our coaching staff, and with the other players that we have on the team, this is a great college football team.
He says the pride that they pride themselves on being a hardworking team, and he says that the team also has pride in being a non-scholarship team that stands toe-to-toe with schools that offer scholarships.
It's definitely something that we pride ourselves. We go to school. It's academics first. That's our first program goal, is academic excellence. And we feel, even though that's our main goal, we're excellent athletes. We're exceptional on the field. And if we can we can prove that we're both good on the field and excellent in the classroom, then, we kind of are ahead of the game.
Sawhill says that while the offense has more experience this season, the defense still looks to make things happen.
On defense, we always want to win that turnover margin. We want to be plus two in the turnovers, but with three turnovers a game, that means that we're expecting maybe one turnover to happen with the offense. So that's our defensive goal that we really focus on. As far as individually, some guys have goals, but the only written goals we have out are team-oriented goals.
Drake opens up their season on Thursday, September 1st. They'll be on the road at North Dakota. Nevin Shapiro, a former Miami booster who is serving a 20-year prison sentence for masterminding a $930 million Ponzi scheme, has told Yahoo Sports that he provided impermissible benefits to 72 of the university's football players and other athletes between 2002 and 2010. Shapiro says he gave money, cars, yacht trips, jewelry, televisions, and other gifts to a list of players, including Vince Wilfork, John Beeson, Antrell Roll, Devin Hester, Willis McGahee, and the late Sean Taylor. Shapiro also claimed he paid for nightclub outings, sex parties, restaurant meals, and in one case, an abortion for a woman impregnated by a player. One former Miami player, running back Tyrone Moss, told Yahoo Sports that he accepted $1,000 from Shapiro around the time he was entering college. Yahoo Sports says it spent 100 hours interviewing Shapiro over the span of 11 months and audited thousands of pages of financial and business records to check his claims. Joe Paterno says he's in a little bit of pain after getting blindsided in practice, though he does expect to coach from the sidelines for Penn State's season opener. Entering his 46th season, Paterno is major college football's winningest coach with one of 401 victories. His right arm is out of a sling, though he is limited to monitoring practice from a golf cart for now. Joe Pa says he expects to be back at 100% sometime next week. Penn State opens against Indiana State on September 3rd. Big East Commissioner John Marinato says he's been in constant contact with Dan Beebe of the Big 12 and John Swofford of the Atlantic Coast Conference in recent days and has suggested that the three meet to discuss conference realignment. Marinato didn't reveal details about his conversations with his fellow commissioners, but he said, quote, "I thought it would be important for us to meet face-to-face and take the lead in trying to do things the right way." Beebe's conference, which nearly was wiped out last year when the Pac-10 expanded, is in danger of losing Texas A&M to the Southeastern Conference. If the Aggies end up in the SEC, the league would likely need to add at least one more member. Meanwhile, Oklahoma State mega booster T. Boone Pickens believes the Big 12 will survive the latest conference realignment threat, and he suggests that Texas A&M stay put instead of joining the Southeastern Conference. The oil and natural gas tycoon says any move to the SEC by the Aggies would be a big mistake for Texas A&M. Indiana prosecutors have charged former NFL player Corwin Brown with three felonies after a seven-hour standoff with police last week. St. Joseph County authorities say Brown had been charged with domestic battery for bruising his wife during the disturbance and two counts of confinement for allegedly holding her hostage with a handgun. Bond was set at $50,000 for Brown, who was also a former assistant coach at Notre Dame. The seven-hour standoff in Granger, Indiana, ended when Brown shot himself in the torso and was taken to a hospital. In NFL news, a person with knowledge of the injury says Jets backup offensive lineman Robert Turner has a broken right leg and will have surgery this week. After the operation, it will be determined how long he is out. Turner was hurt in New York's 20-16 loss at Houston in the team's preseason opener. The NFL supplemental draft, originally scheduled for today, has been postponed. No date has been set. At least five players are known to be eligible for the supplemental draft, including former Georgia running back Caleb King. 1 week after being cut by the Dolphins and announcing his retirement from the NFL, Channing Crowder is talking comeback. The 27-year-old linebacker says he still plans to sit out this season because his wife is about to have a baby, but he'll likely return to the NFL in 2012 or 2013. Denver Broncos run stuffer Ty Warren has a torn triceps that will sideline him indefinitely, and fellow defensive tackle Marcus Thomas has a strained pectoral muscle that's expected to keep him out at least until the regular season. Both were injured on Monday. Pittsburgh Steelers cornerback Ike Taylor has undergone successful surgery to repair his broken left thumb. The 31-year-old Taylor anticipates returning before the Steelers open the regular season at Baltimore on September 11th. Redskins coach Mike Shanahan says John Beck will start the second preseason game Friday at Indianapolis. Beck is battling Rex Grossman for that starting job. I'll have more sports. Well, we'll have more sports right now, as a matter of fact, as we turn our attention now to baseball, as you might just want to dust off the American League Cy Young Award and get ready to send it to Detroit fireballer Justin Verlander. The Tigers' ace allowed one run over 7 2/3 innings to become baseball's first 18-game winner as the Tigers breezed to an easy 7-1 victory over the Minnesota Twins. Verlander is 18-5, but early on it was anything but a sure thing. Verlander labored through a 29-pitch first inning, but then settled down after that. He allowed seven hits and another impressive outing. He struck out eight, surpassing 200 on the year. He walked one and lowered his ERA to 2.31 on the season. Elsewhere in the AL, Jacoby Ellsbury's three-run homer in the third inning powered the Red Sox past Tampa Bay 3-1 in the first game of a day-night doubleheader in Boston. The Rays won the nightcap 6-2 on a Jeff Niemann three-hitter. Robinson Cano hit a three-run homer into the Kauffman Stadium fountains. Russell Martin and Derek Jeter each drove in a pair, and the New York Yankees beat the Kansas City Royals 9-7. Texas opened up a six-game bulge in the AL West as they beat the LA Angels for the second straight night, 7-3. The Chicago White Sox edged Cleveland 8-7 in a 14-inning marathon. Josh Willingham hit a homer and had two hits. Coco Crisp drove in two as Oakland beat Baltimore 8-4, and Toronto mauled Seattle 13-7. Jose Bautista clubbed his Major League leading 35th home run for the Jays. In the National League, the torrid Arizona Diamondbacks won their seventh in a row by rallying on Lyle Overbay's 2-RBI double off Roy Halladay in the ninth inning in their 3-2 win over the Philadelphia Phillies. Halladay tied a career high with 14 strikeouts and tossed his seventh complete game, but taking the loss, he falls to 15-5 on the season. Arizona owns a 3.5-game lead over San Francisco out west. It's back-to-back walk-off wins for Atlanta as Martin Prado's opposite field single in the 11th inning gave the Braves a 2-1 win over the defending World Series champion Giants. Milwaukee trimmed the L.A. Dodgers 2-1 on Mark Kotze's RBI single in the bottom of the ninth inning. That gives the Brewers a commanding 7-game lead over St. Louis as the streaking Brewers have won 18 out of 20. The Cardinals, meantime, lost 5-4 in Pittsburgh on Garrett Jones' leadoff homer in the 11th inning. Pinch hitter Brian Bogusevic hit a grand slam in the ninth inning, propelling the Houston Astros to a 6-5 win over Chicago. Anibal Sanchez tossed 8 strong innings to win his first game in more than 2 months in the Marlins' 6-5 win over the Rockies. Michael Morse clubbed his 21st homer as the Washington Nationals picked up a 6-4 win over Cincinnati. And also it was San Diego 6-1 over the Mets. In other baseball news, the World Series champion San Francisco Giants have placed outfielder Carlos Beltran and right-hander Sergio Romo on the 15-day disabled list. Beltran went on the DL retroactive to August 8th with a strained right hand, while Romo is on the DL retroactive to August 10th with inflammation in his right elbow. The Giants activated infielder Miguel Tejada off the disabled list, and left-hander Dan Runsler was called up from AAA Fresno yesterday. The White Sox have placed A.J. Pierzynski on the 15-day disabled list for the first time in his career due to the fractured left wrist. Pierzynski leads American League catchers in batting average, games played, and innings caught. The Twins completed Monday's trade that sent Delmon Young to the Tigers for minor league pitcher Cole Nelson and a player to be named as they acquired pitcher Lester Oliveros. The right-hander has spent most of the season in AAA. Colorado Rockies pitcher Juan Nicasio says he feels lucky to be alive after being struck by a line drive and fracturing his neck, and he wants to get back on the mound. Nicasio spoke publicly yesterday for the first time since August 5th when a drive off the bat of Washington's Ian Desmond struck him on the right side of the head. And in Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, the I-Cubs defeated Salt Lake 7-3, while Omaha edged Tacoma 3-2, both those games out west. Iowa plays again at Salt Lake tonight, while Omaha continues their series out west against Tacoma. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.